So this will be part one of our focus and intercession for the county seat of our county, the city of San Bernardino. Okay, there is lots to talk about in this city. So for part one, we're just going to give you a little bit about it. Then on May 21st of this month, one person was killed and eight injured in a California party shooting in San Bernardino. And this was linked to gangs. One of the things that San Bernardino has to face and is confronted with is a large population of gang members that literally have certain neighborhoods as their region. So we definitely want to lift them up in prayer and ask God that you would do a dynamic work in this city, that people would rise up who have the moxie, the armadillo skin, the experience, the faith, the courage, and whatever else it takes, the Holy Spirit fire and deliverance to help these people who think gangs are better than being citizens. So Father, oh Lord, we just lift up this county seat. We know that it hosts the county supervisors, that a lot goes on. There's lots of colleges here. But today we just reach out and learn a little bit about it. It's located in the Inland Empire. It's got a population of 218,000. It's the 18th largest city in California. It is one of the fourth largest cities in the county. It is the hub of the San Bernardino Valley, a college town, home to California State University, San Bernardino. The neighboring cities include Rialto and Fontana to the west, north is Crestline and Muskoy, to the east is Highland and Redlands, and south is Loma Linda and Grand Terrace. It is a fairly large area. It was founded in 1810. It's one of the oldest cities. The median age is 30. Male to female ratio is 1:1. 42% are married. 53% have children under 18. 50% speak English. 45% speak Spanish. 43% of the population are Hispanic. 15% are white non-Hispanic. 14% black. 6% white. No, I already said that. Sorry. 5% Asian. And 23% are other. 23% are born outside of the U.S. 45,000 is the median household income. 249,000 is the median property value. And 86% are U.S. citizens. There is 5,500 veterans. Almost 100 served in World War II. Almost, 450 in the Korean and 2,200 in the Gulf Wars. A little bit about the history as we pray for it. Today, the Spanish missionaries kind of get an idea how some of the things may have happened, and we can pray that these strongholds get broken. So the Spanish missionaries were the first settlers. They chose the area because of the area to be able to help with the Indian tribes. Father Francisco Dumetz made his last trip from Mission San Gabriel to San Bernardino Valley in 1810. He set up an altar to convert the Indians. Well, Padre Dumetz named the area San Bernardino, after Saint Bernardino of Siena, the patron saint of the day on the Catholic calendar. In 1819, Mission San Gabriel established Rancho San Bernardino. The main concern of the missionaries was the spiritual welfare of the Indians, but they also took a part in their material well-being, showing that they were peaceful friends, how to bring water down from Mill Creek, and how to plant and irrigate crops. As the mission flourished, so did the Indians. However, all missions were ordered closed by the California Governor Figueroa in 1834, and the mission came to an end. And with it, the birth of great Spanish rancheros. But it didn't stay vacant for long and soon became an important post along the Spanish Trail. Pioneer trailblazers like Kit Carson and Jedediah Smith, among others, spent a good deal of time in the valley during those years. Haciendas were built to house the Spanish landlord donors, and the ranchos were kept in a constant state of excitement. The biggest threat to the happy life was the horse and cattle stealing raids made by tribes of desert Indians. Usually made during the full moon, these attacks could wipe out a rancho's entire herd, and many rancheros eventually gave up and moved out of the area. Stealing continued until a company of nearly 500 Mormons arrived in 1851, making camp at the mouth of a creek which flowed through the valley to the Santa Ana River. As a result of that, the stream Lytle Creek came, and the Captain Andrew Lytle became one of the men that would oversee the area. Brigham Young's religious empire, the religious pioneers, purchased a lot of the San Bernardino Rancho in 1851. And having heard tales about the Indian attacks, the Mormons quickly built a stockade and named it Fort San Bernardino. Families lived inside the stockade for a few years, growing wheat and other crops outside and building a grain mill inside. But since the Mormons weren't raising cattle or horses, the desert Indians were no longer a threat. And soon families were able to move out and build their own homes. In 1852, Colonel Henry Washington, United States Deputy Surveyor, erected a monument on top of Mount San Bernardino, and through it ran the baseline from which surveys in the southern part are still made. The community thrived, and in 1854, the city of San Bernardino was officially incorporated. Population at the time was 1,200, and now it's over 200,000. All right, at that time it was a temperance town, no drinking or gambling. Well, that is not the case today. So we stop here at the history and we pray for revival in this city. We pray for changes. The crime is rated at F. It is a dangerous place to live. There are certain streets that are similar to downtown LA in the bad areas. There's a lot of gangs, and the crime grade, crime occurs every 26 minutes on average. Yeah, the violent crime is F. So we are praying, God, right now for intercessors to rise up and claim this area for your kingdom. In Jesus' name.